Hello, family of Chris. Welcome to another episode of Daily Chris's Alan 1 the Chapter Edition. Today is when the chapter is Job chapter 30. And as we start off with the word of prayer. Almighty loving God, one, thank you for this wonderful day. One, thank you for the gift of life. One, thank you for the gift of provision. One, thank you for always being there for us, Father, where we have gone wrong in our thoughts, in our actions, in our words, and what we have done and what we have failed to do. Father, may you have mercy on us. Father, may you pardon us. May you always send in your Holy Spirit to come and be there to us, Father, to come and listen and to come and show us the right path in everything that we do. Father, we pray for all those who are sick, we pray for all those who are in distress, we pray for all those who are in pain, that may send in your healing and to come and heal them, and may you give them the hope that you have something planned for them. We pray all this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen. Without wasting time, let's go straight to Job chapter 30. But now they mock me, men younger than I, whose fathers I would have disdained to put with my sheepdogs. Of what use was the strength of their hands to me, since their vigor had gone from them? Haggard from want and hunger they roamed. They patched land in desolate wastelands at night. In the bush they gathered salt, herbs, and their food was the root of the broom brush. They were banished from human society, shouted at as if they were thieves. They were forced to live in the dry stream beds, among the rocks and in the holes in the ground. They brayed among the bushes and huddled in the undergrowth. A bathed and nameless broad, they were driven out of the land. Now those young men mock me in song. I have become a byword among them. They detest me and keep their distance. They do not hesitate to spit in my face. Now that God has unstrung my bow and afflicted me, they throw off restraint in my presence. On my right the tribe attacks. They lay snares for my feet. They build their siege ramps against me. They break up my road. They succeed in destroying me. No one can help him, they say. They advance as though a gaping breach. Amid the ruins they come trolling in. Terrors overwhelm me. My dignity is driven away as by the wind. My safety vanishes like a cloud. And now my life ebbs away. Days of suffering grip me. Night pierces my bones. My gnawing pains never rest. In his great power, cord becomes like clothing to me. He binds me like the neck of my garment. He throws me into the mud, and I am reduced to dust and ashes. I cry out to you, God, but you do not answer. I stand up, but you merely look at me. You turn on me ruthlessly. With the might of your hand, you attack me. You snatch me up and drive me before the wind. You toss me about in the storm. I know you will bring me down to death, to the place appointed for all the living. Surely no one lays a hand on a broken man when he cries for help in his distress. Have I not wept for those in trouble? Has not my soul grieved for poor? Yet when I hoped for good, evil came. When I looked for light, then came darkness. The shining inside me never stops. Days of suffering comforts me. I go about the weekend, but not by the sun. I stand up in the assembly and cry for help. I have become a brother of jackals, a companion of owls. My skin grows black and peels. My body burns with fever. My lyre is turning to mourning, and my pipe to the sound of wailing. And this is our wonder chapter for today. It's a relatively short wonder chapter, and I just have one message that I want us to pick from this story. I think we are all familiar with the story of Job. We all knew from where God picked Job. Amen. We all knew how raised he was, how blessed he was. Until the devil comes and tells him, and tells God A, B, C, D, D. And now, here he is. He has lost almost everything that he has. I think the only thing that he was still clinging to is hope. And today, we see him reflecting on something. We see him bitterly in pain, tormented. He's telling how the people who he used to help have all turned against him. Amen. The people who he once stood for. Just imagine. I know we are so used to complaining about being backstabbed. So and so has backstabbed me. Can you imagine A, B, C, D? That's like what we can relate to. But sometimes for you, your backstabbing is rumors. Maybe someone has taken your water. Someone has, you know. But you can imagine Job, who was already in physical pain. And now other people are coming to torment him mentally. And especially the people that he once stood for. This just rings two bells in my head. It just reminds us that the people who we are with are temporary. And that the situations that we are in are also temporary. In what way? People will always change. That's why you should not rely on them. I'm not meaning like if, for example, your parent pays for your tuition, you wake up and say, you know what, daddy, I heard you should not rely on you, so I don't want to study. No. Do not put your trust in flesh. That's something that I want to echo. Put your trust in the Lord. The Lord will never change. Trust me. He is the same yesterday, tomorrow, and today. And the other thing, the other bell that has been rung in my head, these people who Job once helped, that character trait of being ungrateful, isn't it the same thing that we portray? So many times people help us, and when maybe time comes for us to help them back, we do the opposite. Now, I'm not saying that you should help people with the expectation to be helped when the time comes. But if you have been helped and you see that you're in position to help someone else, or even that same person who helped you, go ahead. You do not lose anything. Stop being ungrateful. Stop being conditional. You see that these people were in Job's life because Job had, amen. And when Job stopped having, they left. Isn't that how our relationship is with God? That when we need something from him, we are next to him. And when he gives us, we go. And we see how much pain Job was because of this. That's the same amount of pain the Lord is in. And the last message they had from verse 13, they break up my road, they succeed in destroying me, no one can help him, they said. Amen. These were the people who were surrounding Job. They were saying there's no one who can help him, ABC. They were talking that talk, you know. The Bible today is telling us something. Watch the people who are around you. Sometimes the enemy would want to use those people. And we can now see Job beginning to get weary, Job starting to question, Job starting to become helpless. Because the people who were supposed to guide him, the people who were supposed to redirect him, the people who are supposed to encourage him, we are all here assuring him how there's no one to help him. And that's the same thing the devil does. The devil will try to show you that your situation is permanent, but it's not. The devil will always try to tell you that there's no one to help you, but it's not. Get some time, Read Job chapter 30. What do you get? What message do you understand? Feel free to write to us, dailygracewithallen@yahoo.com, or send us a direct message on Instagram or Twitter, dailygracewithallen. We would love to hear from you. Remember, the Lord can use one word to send 1,000 messages. Almighty Loving God, I thank you for this wonderful day. I thank you for the gift of life. I want to thank you for this wonder chapter, Father. Today we see so many things and so many lessons from this wonder chapter, but we still ask for your Holy Spirit, Father, for one, so that we may remain grateful, Father, so that even in our destiers, that even in our moment of suffering, that we still be grateful for the enjoyments that you have given unto us, Father. We also pray that we do not attack by the spirit of selfishness, that we are not selfish, that we become selfless people, and that we always lean on you, our Father Almighty, and not on human flesh, for human flesh will always fail us. May you always come and guide us, Almighty Father. May you come and always show us the way. And every time we fall, Father, every time we are becoming weary, every time we are running out of faith, may you always be there for us, Father, and keep us the strength to endure. We pray this believing and trusting in your mighty name and that of your Son, Jesus Christ, who strengthens us. Amen.